You are listening to BensTorah.com.
This year, as we all know, Tisha B'Av, Shechaliyah is B'Shabbos, and we started that last week also, 2 weeks ago. Right, Tanya, Tisha B'Av, Shechaliyah is B'Shabbos, Chayin Erev Tisha B'Chal Shabbos, Oichav Eshoisa, Kol Tzorcha, number one, Umala Shulchan Afilu Kesudas Shleim B'Shaita, in other words, you can eat whatever you want, fleishik, wine, even though on the tour there's a shtickel talk that maybe it's only davka before chatzos, maybe not bezman hazeh. The minig is you can eat up till, you know, of course, being careful, till Shabbos is over, you can eat whatever you want. As we mentioned, machlekes or poiskim, whether you can sit around with friends by shal shudas, it's the b'chor shos matarit, we have the yukim. But that's it. So the Rosh over there quotes a Tosefta. Chaliyah is Tisha B'Av Shabbos, Oichal Adam Kol Tzorcha, Malal Shulchan Afilu Kesudas Shabbos Shaita, Ve'eino Me'anei Ma'atzmo Klum. He doesn't hold back on anything. Kloima, means like this. So let's just first, we'll say the basic halacha, and then we'll see that there are pratim in this halacha. We know Rachman Tzor, when his person is Ovel, he's basically also in certain things, right? It's not that it's a tainus, and an oval is mutter in basa v'yayin. By the way, Reb Shlomo Naftula, I think that could be the brisker rav that talked about making avdala. He meant to say it's because it's only a minig, and then when you make avdala, even on Tisha B'Av, you can drink wine. He said that the only place you find the Gemara tells us to drink wine is by the Sudam of Sekas, because then he's an oinen, kemisha mesa mutal afanov. But once after the Sudam of Sekas, he has the din of Elis, an oval is allowed to drink wine. That's the din. The oval could drink wine. He forget, he used to drink wine in the tnu yain loivid. So he said that on Tisha B'Av, but again, I think Rav Yashiv says not to. Okay, if it's negeya to make a woman, somebody came over me, taka after she yesterday, says his wife is expecting, it's not shaykh for the fast, on the nitre, would you have many a makel? What about Avdallah? Should she make it on, you know, whatever? But you want to know if everybody wants to come and listen to Avdallah. I said, oh, you could get all the women to come. But I don't know about the men. That's a shayla already. Fumen achayim. But a koponim, the din is like this. We're not noeg avelis for hesya on Shabbos. Whereas Chmantz on the guy's an oval, right? So on Shabbos, he's not noeg avelis, but for hesya means he doesn't wear sneakers that we do. Like, you know, he wears shoes. However, relations, marital relations, tashmish, rechitza, he's not allowed to wash himself, and only what an oval is allowed to do, and he's not allowed to go ahead and anoint himself, and what other thing, he can't learn Torah. An oval is not allowed to learn Torah. All right? So Mela, since an oval can't learn Torah, and it's advumption, nobody's going to recognize, like we mentioned, if a guy gives, somebody gives a shir, say Nechanami, he has to give a shir on Shabbos. It's a, right, somebody gives over a shir on Shabbos, so he gives a shir, even if in middle of veils because the professor. But the other things also. So he says like this. So he learns that if Tisha, this year, if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, everything is mutter. Ein nimna rechitza sicha tashemita, which he doesn't talk about learning Torah. But he brings a Rabbeinu Meir, meaning his Rebbe, the Ramam Rittenberg, Kosa Bilchas of Eilshloi, Kosa Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Mevino, Vaina, the Tisha B'Av Shechal Yisbisha Abisha in Deuchanai Salamacha, I'm sorry, Sha'anu Deuchanai Salamacha, Oysa Yayim Asu B'Tasha Shamita. Oh, now listen to this. Midi, let's first speak out this halacha. It is halacha, we'll see it's not a Dava Muskim lahalacha. We do it lahalacha. The din is Rahman Tzlan, if somebody loses a relative during the regal. So we know there's no Avelus B'Regal, right? That's a Gemara. There's no din Avelus B'Regal. However, what's the din as far as Dvarm Shabbat Sin? Or as he doesn't start Shiva till after Yom Tov, or in Chutz Laretz, the last day, because it's only a minig, is counted as one of the days of Shiva, that's the din. But in other words, if you have Rechman son of somebody who was Nifta on a Yom Tov, so and they bury the person, the Avelim are not Avelim till afterwards. They start Shiva after Yom Tov. Again, in Chutz Laretz, don't make a mistake, if you have to be Menachem Avel, remember to count the first day, right? We should know of it. But Dvarm Shabbat Sinna win Noyig. In other words, he can't have, the Avil can't have Tashemita, he can't wash himself, v'chule, right? He's not allowed to learn Torah Batsim. Okay? So anyway, so he says like this. Rabbeinu Meir says, Tisha B'av Shechal Yer Shabbos, the din is these things are also, is also Tashmita. Midi di hevi akoiva mesa beregel. Just like somebody buried. Shonu doichen averz ad acha regel, v'afilo hachi noyeg dvarm shebetzina beregel. But he's noyeg. Im ken hachinami, gabe Shabbos zu, gabe Tisha B'av evi karegel, it's like a regel. V'asa b'tashu shemita. And therefore, it's also. And then he goes into whether Tisha B'av and Avelis have the same dinim. In other words, basically he's being mefalpul over here to Rush, right? Not the word mefalpul is the word you're allowed to use, right? Shame mefal. The Gemara says mefal. So some people think mefalpul means one of these guys who mefalpul. Mefalpul is fine. So he goes into, we know that there's such a thing called Avelis Yishana. Avelis Yishana. In other words, Avelis Chadasha means a person just lost relative. So he feels the shtak. Avelis Yishana, something that happened so many years ago, has certain coolers in it because it's old Avelis. So sometimes there are certain chumas to it. But akoponim, that's what he goes into over here. So he says, he comes out that it's only by Avelis Chadasha, the first Rabbeinu Tam, the first one on the line is Avelis the Yochid. In other words, Avelis Chadasha, you're allowed to be Ma'aris, Avelis Yishana, maybe not. There's all kinds of things. By the way, Vermelet Chechenov, a very big Baal Halach, who was the only Chassidish Rebbe, used to daven Ashkenaz. He used to daven Ashkenaz. He was very, he held that there's no right to daven Sfard. Vermelet Chechenov, Meritika Goyen. There's a story that's printed. I met his Einikel a few years ago, and I asked about the story. So he verified, he said it more exact. He said that one time his son was drinking a hot tea. And he said, "Uish sekochadik." In this farm, they don't bring it there. Sekochadik means it's boiling. It's boiling. It's so hot. So he gave a yell, "Kli sheni einim avashel." How could you talk that way? How could you say those words? It's a kli sheni. Kli sheni is not mevashel. The Gemara says, "Kochadik means it's cooking. It's cooking. It's that's what kochadik means." So he says, anyway. So he used to daven Ashkenaz. So one time he was about to finish a shidduch during the 3 weeks. And the Mechotnu must have been a big person to be Meshadach with Bavrem L'Chechenover. So I mean, Avinezer, he was a Talmud of Kotzker, Avinezer quotes him with tremendous heritage and learning. And he asked for him. And so he said, the Mechotnu said, let's hold off till, I don't want it. He broke the Shidduch. He says, Chazal say you're allowed to do it on Tisha B'Av itself, Shemek Dimenacha. Who are you to be smarter than Chazal? How could you go ahead? He says, this person's not for me. So this week goes into Chalukim. Anyway, the Iker is at the end. Let's just look at the end. Miu. Nochon lahachmir. Kedivrei moiri. Afil hu meikel. Even though, vani machmir hayolon laskadvar. He said, Mar Mundberg, you can be samech on him. He's my, kolshken shu machmir, ani meikel, adkan l'shen rabbi meir. Oh, it brings the Yitzhak Viner. Miu lashat tesefta masha ein nimnoim, that they ain't nimna, they don't hold back. The lashat tesefta. V'cheina madabar, and madabar is an expression in Gemara. That's if you look on the outside, you look, what do people do? People are meiko. Lamaisa is, in Shulchan Aruch, it's two days. I mean, meaning the Mechaber and Ramah. Let's take a look at number three. Im chal Tisha B'av v'Shabbos, muta b'kulan afil tasha shemita. Agaz zokta Ramah, v'yesh oysen b'tasha shemita, v'chein noigin. Right, minig is Ashkenaz Nata, Avada, you look at the Mishnah Berurah, he says there's certain exceptions, Leil Tevila and otherwise, but whatever it is, it's the basic din is it's a machoikis, base yaisa, this machoikis to Rush, and the Rabbeinu Meir is a machoikis Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Rambam, let's just see the Rambam first. Let's see the Rambam, number four. Erev Tisha B'av Shechal Yer Shabbos, Oich V'sheis Chosamala Shecha Afilu Kasu Yishleima, V'chein Tisha B'av Atzma Shechal Yer Shabbos, right? Eina mechaser klum. Right? Now, first of all, it's interesting. Now, as a Rambam, change around the order of the Gemara. You have to know why the Gemara didn't do this. The Gemara says, Tisha B'av Shechal Yer B'Shabbos. Right? So the din is, you can eat Suda Shlema B'Shaita. And then, the Gemara says, V'chein, Erev Tisha B'av. What do you mean, V'chein? Tisha B'av Shechal Yer B'Shabbos, L'chair should be more chamer. If you're telling me that's mutav, Adah, if Shabbos is only Erev Tisha B'av. Rambam Taka changes the order around. We had a different gisa. Erev Tisha Gali Yaseh Chashez Kol Mal Shechav Si Yishoyim. V'chein Tisha B'ba'atzma Shechal Yaseh B'Shabbos Eina Mechasa Klum. Then he says, even that, in fact, the Tziv wants to be medayik that maybe you can't have Suda Shleim B'Shaita, because he says only beginning. But that's a different Nekuda. But the Rambam's Lashon is Eina Mechasa Klum, which is the Lashon Tesefta, which that's what the Rosh said. For the Lashon Tesefta is Mashma, that the Tashmish Amita, marital relations, is Mutta. Eina Mechasa Klum. That's a Pashas of Rambam. However, we understand that, because what was the Tzushtel? The Tzushtel was that just like a regal is, the din is that if somebody's koiver mesa beregal, the din is tashvish amita zos. Dvarm shubitzina, we'll call it dvarm shubitzina. Dvarm shubitzina is noyig, right? And therefore, tisha b'shchal yashabbos is like dvarm shubitzina. In other words, lemaisa is you're not an ovel till tomorrow, you don't stop. But really, you are an ovel. The person's dead, you just can't start avelus yet. But lemaisa, you're an ovel, so these things should be noyig. That's a tzushtel to regal. Let's take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Avel. See, the Rambam says, "Haregalim v'chein Rosh Hashanah v'yom Kippurim ein davar midivrei avelus noyig ben." Now, that's true. Ein davar midivrei avelus noyig ben, right, means what? That if a person is an avel erev Rosh Hashanah, so Rosh Hashanah stops it. Same by all the yomim tovim. That's the din. Whatever, the Gemara goes through that, but that's the din, right? What does the Rambam sees? Ein davar midivrei. So if you look five halachas later, look at the Rambam. A koiver es meisa besecha regel, loy chola lav avelis klal, ve'eina noyig avelis beregel el acha regel, maschil limna shiva, which is what do, ve'noyig, then he starts called the avelis. Umayna, right. Now the Rambam says, Eina noyig avelis beregel elcha, he's not noyig. Mashin the Rambam, you're not noyig, even dvarm shabitzina. And the Kesem Mishnah on the first halacha says, there's a Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis says that a chassan, Rachman son of a chassan, right before the chassan loses a parent or the kala, so the din is, depending on the situation, but you bring together Abiyah, and then, so even though it's now Yom Tovim, it's the Yom Tov, but the noyig iser. So Gemara says, Mesayle over the Bechlin, the Afapisha ain't of Els, my Dvarm Shabitzina noyig. Forget from the Rambam. So Ramban says, he quotes Ramban, that the Rambam had a girsa Shabbos. It's talk about Dafka Shabbos. Why? Not because of the cool of Shabbos, because it's in the middle of Shiva. You already started. You already started, and you're going to finish. And you know, Shabbos is not mafsik. Shabbos is oila, right? Tosis goes into why. Why Shabbos is not mafsik? But that's the din. Shabbos is oila, not mafsik. What does it mean? So it's part of the 7 days. And Dvarm, since it's part of 7 days, Dvarm Shabbatzina. But Mayid is never part of the 7 days. If it's beforehand, it stops it. If it's in the middle, it doesn't start. So it's some Dvarm Shabbatzina Mutta. So we can understand the Rambam's Shita is that Dvarm Shabbatzina are Mutta on a Mayid. So over here, remember, we only have 1 day. We're not having a few days of Tisha B'Av. You have 1 day of Tisha B'Av. Ella, the pshat is on Shabbos, it already started. But you're not knowing on Shabbos Avelis. You don't start Avelis. So even Dvarm Shabbatzina would be Mutter. That's the Rambam. The Mechaba, though, Paschal's not that way. Look at number 8. Zesha marnu shakoiva meisa beregel. Mechaba says in Hilchas Cholomoid, lo cholol of Avelis. And as the din is, that if you have Avelis before Yom Tov, there's no Avelis. I'm sorry. In the middle of Yom Tov, koiva meisa beregel, lo chol hani milu dvarm shu for hesya. Aval dvarm shabitzina noyig, which is unusual. Mechaber paskins against the Rambam because of the pashas of the Gemara. It's, you know, you find it sometimes, but the Rambam Beis Yosef paskins it's also. And yet the Beis Yosef says that as far as Tisha B'Av dvarm shabitzina are noyig. So the Rambam we understand because why? Because the Rambam holds that's called avelus on a regal. This is like a regal, just like a regal. Anything that's not part of the Issa doesn't start. There's no Dvarm Shabbatzin. Only Shabbos, which is part of the Shiva. But Mechaber doesn't hold that way. Mechaber holds, as soon as there's a Misa, right, as soon as a person buried the mace, he has Yisurei Tashmish Amita, Dvarm Shabbatzin. Okay, so we've mentioned many times, so that's the question. Why is the mechaber, he paskins, there is a veilus and regal, and yet there's no veilus next week, 2 weeks Shabbos. So we've mentioned many times the minchas chinuch.
Number eight,
what? Yeah, no, it's, you're not afraid that he might do so. He'll sleep in the same room. Oh, it's not like a nida. Gemara has a havim. You made it since avelus is kal, a person might, you know, break the gedarim. Okay. So anyway, the minchas chinuch, as we know, just bekitzer, this is where he says it. And as we've seen in the Minchas Chinuch Shir, that they bring at the bottom two Rishonim that say it. The Minchas Chinuch was Mechavan to two Rishonim, right? The Ritva and the Tashbeitz. So the Ritva, he says like this, V'nir al-niz daiti, v'nafkamin al-didon gamke. The din dalet soimis halalu, midivu kavolo. The Navi says, Tzoyim Ravi, Tzoyim Chamishi, Tzoyim Shvi, Tzoyim Asiyu, Labais Yehuda, the sas of a simcha. In other words, we mentioned last week that these arba tanesim are going to become yamim tovim. Last week we spoke about when there will be mitzvah shem, beis hamikdash should be built. You know, tomorrow. When are we going to make sudas tisha b'av? This year, are we going to have it on Shabbos, or we're going to have it on Sunday? Right. The Chassam Sefer Tainis that this year we'll have the suda on Sunday. Because you have it the day of the tzoim, not the day of the tragedy. The day you fast. And the day you fast is this year's Asar Baal. That's mentioned in Chassam Sefer. Anyway, but look what he says. He says that, Ein nikvi, he says, Medivik Kabbalah, Ein nikvi lahem yom miyuchad, Asar B'tevis, Tisha B'av Kedoyma. Medivik Kabbalah, a person just had to fast a day in Av, a day in Tevis, a day in Tammuz, a day in Tishrei, right? And we said it's a Meridika Chumra. That means if you miss Tisha B'Av, you gotta fast another day. It's not like you just can say, okay, person misses Yom Kippurim, right? He's sick on Yom Kippurim, he ate by mistake, or whatever it is. So that's it. He wasn't a kind of mitzvah fast, so Chmal Tzan, he's sick, right? But if a person misses Tisha B'Av, you gotta, if it's Divrei Kabbalah, not talking about nowadays, then he has to make up for it. But yes, it's not Divrei Kabbalah. It's kibbul olah. We're makabel the rabbanon, so it's only on Tisha B'Av. So the minchas chinuch, rakadiver kabbalu al elu chadoshim. The betevus tamas of a tishu mechuyavim l'sanas b'em yoyim echad. Avoloi neskay yachid yoyim miyuchad a specific day. Rak eizu yoyim shirat shiraitz yochel l'sanas. Rak you have to do b'elu chadoshim. This month you have to spend. Raila David the Pasik ain't mavor as a yam cloud, some revit, some chamishi, some siri, dino chadashim lobe as a yam. Now, Avad Gdela Achrenim did not say this. To Evan, the Chassam Sefer, others, they didn't learn that way. They bothered with why it says it that way, but they did not answer this. But Lamai says, there are Rishainim who say it. The Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches says it explicitly, it says it openly, this din. Right? Reb Chaim said it, that's how he explained. The Shita Sabudram that you fast on the Sar B'Tevis Shabbos. And then he says, I'll bring you Rayas, which is not Negev. Oh, so but Kopanim, the Pshat is you can fast any day. There's not a din in Tisha B'Av. Now, this year, according to this, Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, as we know. We fast the Sar B'Av. So Eina Chanami, even if it would be Medivrei Kabbalah, which it's not, could be the fasting of a Sar B'Av would have a din of being yoytzer the actual din. It's not the pshat this year, there is no Tisha B'Av. We saw the Gemara Megillah, Rebbe wanted to be doicha Tisha B'Av Chal Shabbos, Mashra Taka, there's no such thing. But the Chacham argued, the Shaul, why they argue? Is it because Taka, like the Minchas Chinuch say, you could do it every day? So we mentioned this Tshuva Sarajba. Look at this Tshuva Sarajba. Mashra Sha'alta, B'Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos, Ma'u B'Tashamita. Same question as the Rosh and Ramut would go into. Is Dvarm Shabbatzina Asa? Mi Hevi Ka'ovel Da Alma Da Amrin and Dvarm Shabbatzina Noik. Nira Li, the Rashba says, again, this is not Lalacha, we pass like the Ramah, She'ein Noik Bashum Avail. There is no Availus that day. Tashamita, Rechitza, learning is Mutta. Da Amrin and Malal Shulchan Akasuda Shom Bashaita, the Availus Shishon Ashaini. It's Availus Shishon. Otherwise, if it's Availus, imagine on Shabbos, an oval, you know, person's in the middle of a velus on Shabbos, So he invites all his friends to come have a big kiddush. Avada, you don't do such a thing. He doesn't do it. Avada, you're not menei yourself. You can eat chont, you can eat wine. He's allowed to eat anyway. But he doesn't make a huge suda out of it. Forget. In many Rishonim it says, for instance, this year, a bal bris, if there's a nitcha, the halacha is that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Rebbeinu Yavetz, which is the Toisus, that the balei simcha, meaning the moyel, the father, and the sandik, the kvata not. Interesting halacha, though. During the 9 days, you're not allowed to wear big day Shabbos. Right? I'm not talking about Shabbos itself, but big day, during the 9 when tells us, okay, I don't know what to say. We're big day Shabbos. It's a big problem. What big day Shabbos means? We don't wear bekishes anyway. And Shabbos is not much different than the rest of the week. But I guess if you have if you dress casual, I don't know if you all dress the same way on Mondays, you dress on Sunday. But if you do, okay. But you can't wear big day Shabbos. So it says the Sandik, the Aviya Ben, and the Moyel are louder. The Kvater is not louder. Kvater is not enough of a. But the Kvaterin, the Maril, Magamar brings the woman could wear. Why? It's the biggest kibbutz you could give a woman. Since it's the biggest kibbutz of a woman, she could wear big day Shabbos. It happened once here. I told the guy, you can't wear big day Shabbos. You tell your wife she could wear big day Shabbos today. I think it was Tishra Shenitcha, I don't remember. But anyway, I couponed him. So it says over there that even though they can make the suda, they shouldn't make it a unbelievable suda. Just to be yaitz of the suda of yomtiv delay, but not in everything. So also over here, malah shulchan kesuda shleima b'shaita avelas yishana shiny. Kolchken. Oh, listen to how he says it. De legamre akru mitshivu kmu. This year, it's not Tisha B'Av. This year, it's Asara B'Av. Like the Gemara says, let's just look. If you look at the psukim, there's different psukim about the korban. Was it the seventh? Was it the ninth? Which the tenth? When was it? Okay, the nochrim came into the heichal. Va'achlu v'kilkalu kirkaru. They ate. They were makalkalu. One gives at this kirkaru. They started dancing around. You know, they're having a good time. B'shvi shmini v'tshi samach l'chashecha hatzisu ba'asar. In the ninth in the afternoon, they put the Beis HaMikdash on fire. V'haya doylek v'haylech kol ha'yayim kula. It burnt the whole day. That's why we have a minig. Rishonim say asara. They are Rishonim that used to fast. If a day, a full day, part of the day. Our minig, I mean, I don't remember what it's based on. Maybe Marshal, but it's brought that we don't, not this year, it's not negated this year. We don't eat meat and we don't drink wine. We don't wash till chatzais because it is Gemara. Right? Most of the heichel was nisuf on the sea. And therefore, Rabbanan, why do Chachamim argue on this? Aschalta de Purunasa Adifa. But Akoponim, Shtein Rajmu Mufurish, that they moved the day. Now, if according to that, it works out very good with the Minchas Chinuch. It's like somebody said the words, I don't like to use the words, but we'll just to make it easier. It's like a moving target, right? Tisha B'Av is a moving target. It could be on this day, it could be on that day. So Enochanami Chazal said they made it on the 9th. Yeah? Okay, but Akupon, they made it on the 9th, but it could be another day, except they were conveyed on the 9th. But on a year that caused on Shabbos, they said the 10th, especially because of this. So sort of to say, Shabbos is not Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av this year is a Sar B'Av. Maybe we understand that Shita, that's what he says. Tasha Shemita is Mut. Now, as we all know, we have, 3 weeks. That's far them basically, except for a few things, basically have Shavua. We have the 9 days, what's called the... But they have Shavua Shechalboi. Shavua Shechalboi Tishba. That's what it says in Gemara. Certain things you don't do, Shavua Shechalboi Tishba. So the Mechabes says, right, to look at Shulchan Aruch. La'achar atayinus mutas sabu Mechabes v'yad. Im chal Tishba b'yom rishon, oy b'shabes, v'nitcha la'achar Shabbos. Whereas if it falls on a Sunday, what's Shavuot Shechalboi Tishba? It's only before, it's not after. So there's no Shavuot Shechalboi Tishba. What about if it falls on Shabbos? The whole week should have been before, but Lamai said, Mutter b'shei Shabbosis. Ben Shekoidem, at times Ben Sheachon. V'yesh mishoyim eshenogu l'asa kol shavu shofanuv, chutz miyoyim hei v'yom vav, v'noygen lach matriya shreish. So that's the Ramah, Tisparis Nogin Lachmi Yitzayin. That's what we do. We don't take haircuts in Shabbat Sabbatamas. We don't wash anyway from Rosh Chodesh, washing and clothing. But the Mechaber basically paskins that the din is there's no Shavu Shechabat Tishbav. According to this Rashba, it's very good. Because there is no Tishbav. There's a Sarba of this year. And that's why Dvarim Shebetzina. Masha Enkein, the other Shita would hold. It's no, it is Tishbav, except you're Deicha for next day. Let's take a look for a second at this Gemara. The Mishnah says, the din is, Purim falls on Shabbos, when do you read the Megillah? So Machloikas, and we read, like in Yerushalayim, they read on a Friday. So the Mishnah says, Be'elam u'makdimin v'lo ma'achrin. Aval zman atzei kohanim, we used to have, bring the atzei kohanim, the etzim, which is negeya, we'll see. Tisha b'av, chagiga, hak, all these things that come out on Shabbos, ma'achrin v'lo ma'kdimin. So Gemara says, why? So Gemara says, Tisha B'Av, akdume peronius lo makdaminin. We don't want to bring in the peronius before they come. Chagiga v'hakam mishum dakati lo matiz man chiyuvei. Yeah. It's not its time yet. What are you going to do Friday? It's not its time yet. Well, it's Bishma by Megillah. You have psukim because you're dalid, you could still read. But over here, do before. So the true heaven, he doesn't ask it exactly this way, but we'll ask it this way. Let's see if I wrote it. Oh, all right. That's why I didn't write it down. Yeah. Turevin asks, if it's, the reason is Akati lo matas man chiyuve, would he need a reason for Tisha B'Av akadumi peronius lo makdaminim? Would he need a reason for Akati lo matas man chiyuve? That's what the Turevin asks. In other words, would he need the reason of akadumi peronius lo makdaminim? Right, just say that the reason is because Akati lo zman, like it says by Chagiga and Hakel.
But the whole month is
zman, he said. Oh, so 1 second. So you're saying is because over here you have the whole zman, but a kedume peronius, like the minchas chinuch would be good. Oh, Tuyevin himself, who we said in other places in Vurusari, doesn't seem to hold of this minchas chinuch, seems to say like this, because in a year that it falls on Shabbos, you want to pick a date that will have more shaykhs to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So the 7th is a date, the 8th is a date. Why? Because those are dates that, like the Gemara said before, the Nochrim came in there, V'achlu V'kilkalu, they started it. 10th is also a date, that's what seems. So that's the shaila. Should you do the 7th, 10th, especially since you see, like the Chuvas Rajba this year, they made a 10th. So maybe there was a having to say it should be the 7th. So you have a choice between the 7th and the 10th. Akdume peronius lo makdamin. That's what come out. Akdume peronius lo makdamin. All right, now, if you look, this famous Shiloh, we mentioned this many times over the years, whenever Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, Tzom Revi, Tzom HaChemishi, Shecholu B'Shabbos V'Nitchel L'Macharatoy, right here, this year, right? Somebody brought over his bar mitzvah boy from Eretz Yisrael, not over here. So I asked him, when's your bar mitzvah? He said, Yud Aleph Av. He says, shucks. If you'd be Yud Av, you'd have a whole to speak about. Why? Katan Shehigdal Machras Chayv L'San, a kid that becomes bar mitzvah on a Sar B'Av, does he have to fast or not? Right? That's the Shaila. So I skipped over the what he's mefalpil to Avinezer, Kedarkoi, many things. But he says, Midvar of Nishma, he brings the Chuvas of Rashba that we did before. Midvar of Nishma, right, the Rashba says, She'ain asir mitzat tashlumin. In other words, what's the Shaila? The Shaila is, do you say tashlumin? So Meila, this kid was potter. Right, just like if a kid becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of the day. Right? Kivega says, you can become bar mitzvah in the middle of the day. You don't have two Cyrus, you're 13, and two Cyrus come out. So all of a sudden, two Cyrus come out. So does he have to daven out? I mean, he should have davened out chinuch. Well, let's leave the chinuch alone for a minute. So does he have to daven out two minchas because he missed shachas? Obviously not. He was not chayv in shachas mitzad the regular chiyuv. Okay, there's no. He was never chayv. A guy becomes a ger in the afternoon. Obviously, he doesn't daven two minchas, right? You don't make him daven two minchas. He might be chayza lesura if you do that thing, right? Right? It's some kind of business that I had once many years ago. Now it's. Doesn't sound like much, but the old mikvah on Bayport used to cost like, what, a dollar? Not even if it cost that much then. So I took a fellow who was becoming a ger then. It was a shayla in his geris. And everything he wanted. And then we came to the mikvah and they said, it's $35. So that was like, all of a sudden he gave a second, you know, let me think about this a second. I asked Rabbi Lebekel, he says, a guy only goes once in a lifetime. You know, the guy goes to mikvah every week, so it's a dollar. A guy is only, I said, he's going to go from now on. It didn't work. But anyway, I called upon him. I remember many years ago, Neich Weinberg Zuchar Rachel was with my shver in the old Shari. Remember the old Shari? Across the street from the old Yeshiva, Central Avenue. So there was a chasana, the Baruch Sherman's chasana. And Neich was there, so he was talking about Uri Zohar was just going through his process. And so he said that, Neich was helping him, he said that now Baruch, you know, his wife and everything. So Uri Zohar said that when he told him, you know, you got to keep Shabbos, his family went crazy, stuck. You got to keep Kasher's family went there. You got to keep Tyra. It says, then he told him, you got to give Maisa. He said, wait a minute. He says, wait a minute. It was a joke, but he said, wait a minute. This part of Yiddishkeit, you didn't tell me, you know, you have to give part of your money away. Anyway, so he says like this. Achlad, so he says, according to this Rashba, this kid is chayav to fast. Because the day of his bar mitzvah is the day when he becomes chayav. It's not a tashlumin. Achladasa poiskim shanachnu bnei Ashkenaz. Nigram achrem shesayvim. The noyeg dvarim shabitzina shabbat atam etzat tashlumin akot navram. That's the Avraham Nezer says. According to us, he wouldn't have to fast. So many achrenim go into this. You know this shaila. The choy depends on this. So the Brejana Rav, the Marsham. Sham was a meridik goyin. He was the Pesach Ador 100 and something years ago. Shimon Pechenik is an einikel. He puts out many of his form that they redo and they find Ksav Yad of his. He was a person. I remember Rav Shom Shvadran was his grandson. So when Shimon made his first shidduch, he spoke over there, and he said Marsham was married quite a few times. Nebuch, he lost a few wives, but one of the women that he married was a Meir Shapiro's. Meir Shapiro's mother, I think that was, I don't remember exactly. I think it, and one time when the Marsham was on his deathbed, Meir Shapiro was outside and they were talking, and they started talking that if somebody wants to give Matnas Kahuna, Yeshech the Behemah to give Israel Chaim Keva, so we're noig not to give in the Chutzot for sure. Mitzadadin were chayiv, the Gemara says, but Naga, we're noig not to give. What if somebody wants to do it? Somebody wants to give the coin. Is it mechsekiur? Does it look like it's a balgaiv? And they're being mefalpel, and the Marasham is on his deathbed. And he calls them, he says, what's the shayla? So he tells him, he says, wait a minute, mefurshe dake moisha in hilchis mezuzah. And they look at hilchis mezuzah. They thought he's, you know, he's losing it. So he says, look at this. He opens up the simon. So it says like this, that there used to be many places that they only, the Shitas Mishayim, you only need a mezuzah at the front of your house. You don't need each, that's called your house, not every room. So he says, so what if somebody wants to go ahead and in those places that they're knowing that way, put on every room? Is it gaiva? So Mordechai says, no, it's not gaiva. V'chein kasam aram, if somebody wants to give matnes kahuna, bismanazah, in chutzot, it's not gaiva. So this, and you know, Web Shomshra, don't know anybody who saw him, the way he used to talk, boom. And he says, Meir Shapiro's like, what? Remember, man? So he goes, he says, look at my tour. So he says, turn to the end of the tour. And the tour, he says, today I finished tour in Beis Yosef 300 times. Somebody commended Marsham. So Marsham says, he asks Akash on the Machaber. Mechaber holds that it's a sorba of, right? That's pashas. That's why no dvarim shebitzina. Look at number 15. Tisha b'av shechalias b'shabbos v'nitcha l'yayim rishon. Now, this is based on a gemara, which we didn't do now. I didn't think we'd have time, and we don't. So I'll just say over the gemara. There were families, if you learned Maseches Tainus, right? There were families that when they originally came up from Ezra, they brought Eitzim to the base of Mikdash, that they should have Eitzim, and because of that, they gave them a schus that from that year, from that time on, they have the right to bring on certain days Eitzim. They have to bring Eitzim. Imagine nowadays, if somebody did something good, you give them they helped a Moisid, we're going to let you help the rest of your life, right? Right, that kind of thing is that. But they understood. So what they did was they went ahead and they did lotteries, they picked days. It's strange. I don't know if I never saw anyone talk about it, but it could be most of the days fell out in Av. Did you ever notice that, Shlomo? Most, right? It's a palette. Did anybody talk about it? You ever see anything? If you get a chance, do me a favor. Look, they fell out in Av. So Ben Binyamin, their day fell out on Asara Ba'av. And he says one time Asara Ba'av, the Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos, and the next day, since it's our Yom Tov, they used to be Makriv Karbanos, remember, they had the right to bring Karbanos that day, it was a Yom Tov, so we didn't fast the whole day. We didn't fast the whole Tisha B'Av. Right? And the Gemara says they were Maker because it was their Yom Tov. Based on that, Rishayim Tosis and Erevin says, if somebody has a bris on Tisha B'Av, which is a Nitcha, he doesn't have to fast. All the people involved, meaning the Sandik again, the Moel and the father, do not have to fast, even though it's a different type of Yom Tov, but that's what he says. So the Torah brings us to, the Shulchan Aruch says, Tisha B'Av Shchal Yesh Shabbos, V'nitchel Yom Rishon, Baal Bris Mesval Mincha, Ba'ide Yom Gadol, Roichetz, Ve'ena Mashum Tanisai, the fish of Yom Tov Shalaihu. And I think the Mishnah Berurah says we make a leaven to eat by Mincha Gedayla, David Mincha Gedayla, like whatever, 145, and then afterwards you can eat. Right? Mishnah Berurah says clearly, I mean, it's just, it's Rishayim, but Avim Chal Mila B'Tishba Shalaihu Tzchach Lahashlo. If Asar Ba'av, that's what the Masham is, you, Mecha, behold, that Asar Ba'av is like a new day, like that Shuvah Sarajba, because you see there's no Dvarim Shemitzina, what's the difference if it's Nitra, not Nitra? It's still Asar Ba'av. What gives it, what makes it into a Kula? That's the Masham Skashi. He blushed right, doesn't understand, according to this. Could be, you could say like this. It's not the Pshat, it's not Avada this year, but the Pshat, the Gemara says, Aschal to pronounce Adifa, meaning there's something much darker about Tisha B'Av. Avada this year, it's Asar B'Av. Just like the Gemara had a Havamina, the way the Torah even explained it, to fast on the 7th. The Pshat is that would have been the day, but that day doesn't have the same starkeit as the Etzem day itself. As the Etzem day itself. For instance, there's a Shita that Soim Gedalia, the Ben Yeruchim says Gedalia was killed on Rosh Hashanah, but they couldn't go ahead and make a fast on Rosh Hashanah, so Kaved on Gimel, after 2 Rosh Hashanah. So the Ashita is the whole, therefore it's always called a Nitcha. So what kind of Nitcha? That's the day of the Kaveya. Avada, but the actual day that he was killed was Aleph, and therefore it doesn't have the same Shtarkeit. That's not Nitcha. It fell on wrong day. It doesn't have the same. In other words, when you fast the day the thing actually happened, Tchalta the Prunasa Difa, then the din is that fast cannot be Nitcha. But if you fast another day, even though it has a din of a fast, but it's not that Aschalta Prunasa, could be that Subshan, these Shitas that you could be making.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.